I guess when we were going through the transition time, my heart was set on going to a different church. and then I told Pastor Sam, I'm going to leave. And then he smiled and he said, I'm praying for you. I said, thank you. It's not going to help, but thank you anyways. And then the next week, I said, I'm looking for a new worship leader, so I won't leave until that new worship leader comes. But I am leaving. I just want to let you know. This is the next week. And he said, I'm praying for you. And I think he called me. He said, I'm praying for you. Brother, I've been praying for you. That's all I remember. But 3-4 weeks later, I think I sent him an email and told him that God changed my heart. And yeah, I don't know why all of you guys aren't crying up here. Yeah, but it's weird. Yeah. Woo! Yeah, I just want to thank you, and I want to thank God. God will make a way. So right now I'm serving at a new level in a new season in my life. Woo! Friends are friends forever. Yeah, no. It's a new season of my life, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for your prayers. And I just thank you, and I thank God. God's brought me a long way because of your prayer. And you've never once been angry with me, or you've never once pushed me in a certain way where, and I feel uncomfortable. You've always been encouraging. And for me, especially during CryGen, there were certain Sundays that I had to miss, and I couldn't be as faithful as I could have. And I'm not sure if there are many pastors who would have supported a worship leader, you know, missing Sundays and even Fridays sometimes. And so I just thank you for living out your faith and more than words through your life, being a living testimony of God working through you. So thank you for praying for me, and you have been such a great blessing to me, and I will always remember your praying for me. Thank you. God bless you. I love you.